Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Congressman Chris Stewart. And Congressman, let's talk about this legislation. And I guess let's talk about soldier pay first and the need for a raise for our men and women serving in the military.
Yeah, you know, we ask so much of these soldiers and we ask so much of their families. It's a small pay increase, 2.1%, but I think it's the minimum that we could do. And we certainly, I mean, there's just a consensus among most Americans. These are some of the finest young men and women that our nation has produced, and happy to give them that little bit of pay raise as a symbol of our appreciation for their devotion.
What's your reaction to President Obama calling for women to be included in the draft?
Well, I think there's a distinction there. One of them is that, of course, we don't have a draft right now. Our military force is a volunteer force, and that's appropriate. That's what it should be. As a former Air Force officer, I tell you, you wanted to be with those guys who wanted to be serving. I don't see a day when we will have a draft, at least not in the immediate future, unless something entirely unexpected happens. But if someone, and there seems to be, some feeling among President Obama and some of his colleagues that we register young men for a potential draft and we don't register young women, and that was his position on that.
So does this legislation address that issue?
It does, and it does require some our young women to register for a potential draft, as their male colleagues have to.
And while we're on the topic, go ahead.
Well, and I gotta say that's very troubling for me. I mean, I'm a father of young daughters, and I have very strong feelings on that. And I'm not the only one. There's many people who have real reservations about not recognizing that there's, I think, a different role for men and women when it comes to our national security. And that doesn't mean that women can't contribute to that, because they certainly do. Some of the female pilots I flew with were some of the greatest officers, and some of the greatest pilots that I did fly with. But many of us have reservations about forcing women into combat roles or into service that, you know, they otherwise wouldn't feel comfortable doing.
So under this act, then, young men and women would register the same. There'd be no difference between them.
Well, there's still a they preclude women from serving in a lot of combat roles, so it's not entirely the same. But it does require that women serve in some capacity should we have to institute a draft.
While we're talking about the military, your reaction to General Mattis's name being thrown into the mix for Secretary of Defense by President-elect Donald Trump?
No, it's a great choice. I mean, it just is truly a great choice. This is a warrior's warrior. You read how he treated his Marines. You read, how frank he is and how honest he is about some of the challenges that we have facing us. And again, I'm just very, very pleased with this, as I am with many of Mr. Trump's selections so far. I just think he's creating a brilliant cabinet around him.
Did you ever have the chance to interact with General Mattis? Do you have any personal relationship with him?
Very little. He retired before I came to Congress, and of course, he was Marine, I was in the Air Force, so although we served some of the same time, we didn't overlap, and he was much more senior than I would have been. But some of the other of Mr. Trump's nominees, General Flynn, for example, General Petraeus, some of the others that he has either selected or is looking at selecting, I know, what really just brilliant men these are, and really what leaders they are, and more than just being smart, there's a lot of smart people out there. But the ability to articulate, the ability to lead, the ability to understand the challenges and then actually formulate answers to how we answer and attack those challenges, that's where I think some of these individuals are just truly unique.
If you throw Mitt Romney's name into that mix, does that sentiment continue?
Oh, absolutely. It's even strengthened. And once again, the narrative a month ago was that the Republicans were in such disarray and it was a party that was looking at its ultimate demise. How quickly things have turned. And my hope is that he does select Mr. Romney. And part of the reason was that it would unify the party in a way that we haven't been unified in quite a long time. And aside from that, there's no one who really brings the gravitas, the respect, and the demeanor to that very important Secretary of State position. And I think Mr. Romney would. I hope he does select him. I think it would be, once again, a wonderful choice.